SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now, back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two is underway. Moneyline on the Sports Grid Network, SiriusXM Channel 159. Having some fun here in the afternoon. A lot of hot topics here. If you want to get involved in hour number two, easy to do. 844-843-6879. JP, tonight we do have an NFL game. We have an NBA slate. We also have a college football bowl game here. What are we leaning towards today?
I'm going to go to the NFL game. I'm going to go with the touchdown score prop.
All right, so we'll get right to a touchdown score prop. Now, I know, let me see if anything changed here so far today. 150 Watson, Dylan 140, Akers 150, Aaron Jones 140.
No, I thought you were just going to go, let me not waste time, Christian Watson, because that's who you said this morning
That's what I was trying to play it out a little bit, and then I was going to come back after you got done with it. I was going Christian Watson for him. Because that's the only way you're supposed to look at this game. So you were right, but I was trying to make a little bit longer segment out of this thing. If we just bring JP and say touchdown prop. Oh, by the way, where are we going? Okay, it's Christian Watson. Who do you think?
Yeah, but the fact again that it's you. I can't tell you how much it's one of my favorite things, man. It's just, man. Let's see where JP's going, and it's just Donnie goes.
It's always my
that
pick.
I like.
Yeah, exactly. And he should be on it.
Wow, I can't believe so, man. We haven't been doing this a while, so I did realize what you were doing there. Right? Oh, touchdown score. And you're about to splash Christian Watson. You're like, oh, we got time to burn. Let me list every guy that has a touchdown prop on the board. Ooh. Okay, now that I'm good, hold on a minute. I know you don't actually care. Do you think he's going to pick Christian Watson?
I do.
Does JP feel like he's going to go down the board or up the board?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be like a Randall Cobb plus 550, right? Kyren Williams plus 550, somebody sneaking in there. I feel like he's up the board today. Like, he's within a 3-to-1 price range.
I'm going to guess something that I actually don't know if it is, but even if it's not, I'm okay with, because I want to then talk to you about it because it's right up your alley. He's going split the units on each quarterback. 10-to-1 Rodgers, 11-to-1 Baker.
Oh, wow. I like where you're going here. What do you got, JP?
Yeah, I'm going to ruin this segment by saying I'm actually taking Christian Watson.
So. Yeah, see that? Yes, exactly. Now, that would have been an even better bit where it would have ended in 10 seconds. Like, he's going Watson. Like, yep, I am. All right.
See you. All right, guys. And we just lay out in this dead air for the remainder of the segment. Yeah. I actually think that would have been fun.
Like, we're shocked. We'd just be shocked at the way it went here. But I think he does have a good night. By the way, freezing cold temperatures, right? You're going to be in, like what's real feel, like a down around, like, 10 degrees or less. Now, I grant it does help Green Bay because at least one quarterback's been doing this his whole life in that cold weather. Right. And I do think I think you actually might get the best version of the Packers tonight. Not because it's cold weather and the Rams are done, but I just think that the Packers aren't peaking by any stretch. But I just think everybody's healthy tonight for them, who needs to be. And I think they do put on a good performance tonight. Now, it's up to 7.5 now at the FanDuel Sportsbook. So quickly moving higher with that. Is this because the thing I'm worried about is, I don't think the Packers have given up on the season, per se. I do think the Rams have, but not because they don't have any players left, really, on offense. Like, Cam Akers is going to go for, like, 30 carries, like, $190. Like, what keeps them in the game tonight?
It's a fair point, though, you know, they've obviously found a bit of a rhythm. It was kind of crazy mode against the Raiders, but they've had a lot of time heading into this football game. Now, I'm not saying I'm here looking to back the over, but in terms of moving the football with an upgrade at the quarterback position and you're playing a bad run defense, they kind of should have a full – well, not a full menu. Again, he's only been there, right, for a cup of coffee. But they should have the ability to kind of do a lot more, I think, than they have in past weeks. Even no matter how long John Wofford's been in the building, they're better equipped now to attack a legitimate defense on a week-to-week basis now. And again, the Packers are a vulnerable group, so – I'm not saying, but like, what's this team total tonight? Is it, what is it, 17? What is this team total tonight for the Packers? I mean, the Rams, excuse me.
Let's see. So we'll go Rams. Let's see some totals here.
I can't even do the math in my head. What is it, 16 and a half?
15 and a half. You can get 15 and a half minus 104.
I mean, my initial read is actually so I like the Rams to cover tonight. Do you like the Packers? And we can kind of work off of that.
Yeah, it's I mean, the 7.5 makes it harder. But again, I'm looking at this game going, I would be floored if the Rams won. So, yeah.
I mean, I hear you on that.
Mm-hmm.
I floored is fair, but, man, like, the Packers really do not hold teams, you know, under two touchdowns, like that number suggests, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that. Maybe it's one of those where, is it like the Rams have to pick their spots on offense, meaning if they're down 7-0 in the second quarter and they have a 4th-and-3, it's an easy field goal, but they pass it up and try for a touchdown and get like no points out of it. Like, that's the type of feel of why that thing is at like 15 and a half for me. But there were some bad football teams over the weekend scoring points. So, I mean, like the Chiefs, they should roll. Why? Because nobody is playing for Houston. Houston down there just rolling up and down the field, it felt like, with no players.
Which is something that it's kind of, I guess we've seen this movie before, so that's why I don't have to spend too much time on it, but they are just right back to, hey, can Mahomes be better than everybody else? The good thing for them, the answer is usually yes.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what happens there, which is pretty crazy, where that team struggled. And that wasn't the 1-10 Houston Texans. That was like the 0-100 with no talent, and they still almost lost that game, and quite frankly, probably should have. We'll be back. Hour number two continues right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two, Armchair Quarterback Monday. Always one of my favorite days here on the network. Let's get to it here. By the way, I'm feeling a little bit frisky tonight. Let's go over this Monday Night Football game here, see if we can make some heads or tails here. There is an odds boost. Aaron Rodgers, 200 yards or more passing. Aaron Jones, 50 or more yards rushing. And a Green Bay Packers win. So three of them need to happen at a plus 280. Feels like the, you know, de facto throw in there is the Packers need to win. But then you got two players, one over 200 yards, which shouldn't be that much. And Aaron Jones, 50-plus rushing yards. Now, before I let you answer yes or no on that, I got to tell you, my handicapping NFL philosophy might be changing a little bit here. Okay. And strictly, which is why, you know me. Like, I love team totals. Now, I haven't been getting, and I got to tell you something also on this, too, to build off it. But first, actually, before I get to that, what do you think about this odds boost before I give you a little soliloquy here?
You know, it's my plus brain, I think, at times is so broken. I see a boost that pays out like better than plus 250. I'm like, yeah, probably a loser. Even though this morning someone told us yesterday, I think three boosts of 3-1 or better that got paid out, plus the plus 750 boost on that Thursday night. And, you know, so maybe us always loving the plus 100s is a bad move. I feel like I'm getting a worse and worse read, which is a shame to say, because, again, I feel like we were the boost boys of origin. My initial read is
yes, it
should win. I'm probably not going to bet it, and it probably will win.
Usually, right? Because like the one last night, which typically if I'm in, I'm betting, you know, odds boosts, which I go on runs where I'll take like 10 odds boosts a week because, number one, I want action, but I actually think it has a legitimate chance. The one last night was really good. It was like Saquon Barkley, 50 yards rushing, and like McLaurin, 60 yards receiving, something like that, which they both got, two superstars. Yeah. I thought that was going to happen, and I should have bet it. But getting back to the general, like, of betting things, right? If I'm looking, team totals, and for some reason this year, it's interesting. Like, Bet365 usually has very good pricing on things. But the quirk with their strategy, Kevin, you'll get team totals on, like, Monday and Tuesday, then they disappear and go into, like, that three-way where it's like, all right, the true number is, like, 15.5, but we'll put it at 17, and if it lands at 17, you know, one of those things, which I haven't really bet all that much. I've dipped my toes in. But this year, more than even the last 3 years combined, I'm just not getting value on any of these books. And the reason I bring this up is there's four games this week, Kevin, 13.5 as team totals on Bet365. Three bad football teams, but ridiculous. I used to always start my week by not saying like, ooh, what about this game? I would look at the numbers and be like, hold on, this team's 12.5. This team's 13.5. This team's 15.5, 16.5, 20.5, or 20. Those numbers are very rarely around anymore. Unless you're getting like the bottom of the barrel, like, yeah, you want to take Houston over 15 with nobody starting? Like, that's not really that advantageous. I don't really see a pathway, even though they did cover that. But I got to tell you, the books that offer the bets that can still cash in regardless of player, I've been on a tear with them. And especially the high juice ones, Kevin. Like, I'm talking like minus 180, minus 240, minus 250. Like yesterday, again, I think it was minus 230 bet for the Cowboys to score one rushing touchdown where they have been piling up them like, you know, casino chips. First quarter, boom, he's in, it's over. Now, granted, it's the only touchdown they actually scored on the ground, but it was over quickly. Like, I'm finding myself, like, instead of going, because I actually took Tony Pollard in our pick six to get a touchdown. He didn't even get a touchdown, but Zeke did. But I love, like, say, hey, look, give me their offense to just run one in. I'm loving these bets.
Which is understandable, but this is where you, and I know you're aware of this, you're very different than a lot of gamblers. You're lining up minus 230s. And without shame, you know what I mean when I say that.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, man! Look at this idiot taking this, and I have to explain it to him. I was like, it's only like, should I give out over 1.5 when they got wild? But that's a smart bet, though, Don. You didn't lose any juice. No, I just lost my $200, though. Thanks. That was a smart bet.
I think the question is, and I don't. I mean, you could do the math quickly in your head, right? But what do you have to go on 10 bets at minus 230?
But they're not. That's the high end of it, though, really. Like, most of those bets are between, like, you know, 115 and, like, 170. I'd like to get a real good football team. Like, hey, the Titans to rush for one touchdown, right? Like, the one I lost yesterday was minus 105 with Cincinnati over a half of a rushing touchdown. Right. And I had multiple chances. But, no, I took one yesterday. It was an alt team total for touchdowns for the Eagles. It was the normal number's 3.5. But I paid it down 220 to get two. And I said, they're going to score three touchdowns. And I was sitting there late in the fourth quarter going, I can't believe I lost that. Like, I lost a couple $100 on the Eagles game just because they didn't show up the way I needed them to. And they still ended up punching it in. But I haven't lost one of those, like, big bangers just yet. But, no. And also, I'm glad you brought the point up because you're right. It's selective. This isn't like, there's six of these bets. Let me take them all minus 240 and see what happens. Like, there's a thought process that goes into hot football team, bad defense, who lets in runs, and what is that price point, right? So it all factors into it. But I don't stress by saying you need to go five of those a week. But, like, once a week I'll go minus 240, and they've been cashing easily.
Yeah. Well, the thing is they're supposed to, right? And but that's why you keep on doing them. But the reason why I want to talk about the minus 240s a little bit more, minus 230s, is I think if you go 7 out of 10, you like eke out profit if you use minus 230, right? Like if you kind of, right? So that's obviously a high hit rate. But again, I think about this myself, obviously working with you, and we go through these numbers together of, well, if I'm, like, going 7 out of 10 sounds really difficult when we're betting minus 110s, minus 105s, plus 100s. Well, doing these things that equate to, hey, do you think you could pick 7 out of 10 touchdown favorites to win football games? Like, yeah, what are you talking about? Of course I could, right? Like, that sounds pretty normal. You might get tripped up. And if you can do it with a process and obviously, you know, putting the work into stuff, can you go to 8 out of 10? Can you maybe go 9 out of 10? And all of a sudden, now, whoa, this is great. I've got something rolling here in a really fantastic way. And use the Dallas Cowboys for an example. Dak came back. They scored 3 points in the first half against the Detroit Lions of that game. They proceeded to score 21 in the second half. Finished the game with 24 points. Every other game that they've played, they've scored 27 or more. So basically, Dak's the only time that they have not been at an elite-level offense, untouchable in some respect, from at least a points-only angle, okay, is the first half against Detroit. They have not gone two consecutive games since Dak's come back without scoring 34 or more points. So you're sat there every week getting to the window on the Dallas Cowboys. Well, the Dallas Cowboys are scoring legitimately three touchdowns since Dak has come back every single game. They have scored three touchdowns, if not more. So you see how that all of a sudden can open up some opportunity. if you're going to dive into those waters, you have to be careful. But that's the fascinating thing with those big numbers, Donnie, is if you can find the spots to trust, 8 out of 10 actually doesn't sound as insane.
Yeah, it was 6-1 last week on those type of wagers, and the only one I lost was a minus 105, and that was the Bengals over half a rushing touchdown. Now, I do know Tampa Bay does have a decent defense, but Vita Vey going down, I'm like, you know what? I do think Cincinnati's going to win that game, and there's going to have multiple, which they did. They scored 4 touchdowns. It wasn't like, hey, man, what do you want? They're all 50-yard touchdowns to Jamar Chase. They were all inside the red zone, all inside the 10, and repeated runs that just didn't go anywhere, so it didn't work out. But like yesterday, just to put it, I actually had 2 higher juice wagers. Dallas over half of a rushing touchdown was 230. Loved it. Didn't even care. Fired it in and said, shout out to the people. Here's what I like. The one that I was telling you about, like, you couldn't believe it. Like, Titans and Chargers, yes, over 1.5 rushing touchdowns, minus 115. Not like minus 190 or 210. This game, Kev, 4 touchdowns in the game, all on the ground, 17-14. Tremendous. I
mean, look, you have to understand something. I'm someone that bet the over in that football game, Titans team total. If you were to ask me, hey, do I want my bets or the one that Donnie had, I would have traded them all. And that's not with hindsight. That was right away. You knew that was the angle for that football game. You knew it.
Like I said, I was out walking the dog, got that first buzz where, in the beginning, Eckler didn't score the first one, and that's when I shook my head going, these are why these bets are great. Like, come on, Eckler was supposed to get that. 100%. Nope, Kelly got it. We'll be right back. Phone lines coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it, hour number 2 here. And by the way, Marshall UConn Myrtle Beach Bowl coming up in 5 minutes here. Anybody got any hot takes on that? 8-4 Marshall, 6-6 UConn. If we tee this one up today, the line, -12.5 for Marshall, up from 9.5. How about this total? Is this a Service Academy total? Are they pranking me here? 41.5? It actually opened up at 40.5, which is crazy. Now, where was this line movement coming in at? Was this all today? Let's see. Opened up at 9.5 on the 5th of December. And where was that big line move at? 12.5 on the 19th, which is today, yes. So we did have some line movement today. It was 11.5 yesterday. So 12.5, and now today, 73% of the money coming in on the visitors, which I think would be UConn at that point. So we'll see where that one lines up. But let's get to the phone lines here. 844-843-6879. Jerry from New Jersey, you're on with us today on a Monday on Moneyline. What's good, Jerry?
What's going on, fellas? Listen, I got an early Christmas gift yesterday. You tell me if FanDuel made a mistake. I did an in-game with Ramondre Stevenson. He had 53 yards at this point. I think it was halfway through the third quarter, and his over and under was 68.5. Could that be right? Because I put that in the minute that when I tell you guys, the second I put the over 68, if you check the box score, he had a 26-yard run. I made $200 in 12 seconds. I don't know how that was 68.5 yards.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
have you ever seen that before?
Maybe a re-injuring of that, or didn't think, but no. So you're basically saying he needed a half a football to get, like, you know, 2 first downs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, he had 53 yards already, and the over and under was still 68.5.
That's
so maybe I caught a break.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
And in that UConn Marshall game.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And UConn, which I don't know if the Rasheen Ali, is that the running back for Marshall? I have him over 95.5 yards today. Take that to the bank. You guys have a wonderful day.
Like a
always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Love it, Jerry. Love it. There you go, Jerry chiming in. Look at that. Taking some overs, unders. And by the way, we've all had those before, right? When we thought we beat a number pretty good and it wins in our direction. Those feel so great. Because how many times have you done that? So, in-play sports tonight, Kevin and I used to do all the time, right? We'd wait till late in games for Major League Baseball. 7th, 8th, you know, usually shut it off around the 8th. I think it was like late in the 7th inning. Kevin, talking about winning bets here that you said, more that might be good, too good to be true. Where it's like, Okay, let's wait for a guy to get on base. He gets on base. Then you bet the team total over. It's just one run. Double in the gap. You're in within like 15 seconds. Jerry just called in and said he had Ramondre Stevenson over 68.5 yards live when he already had 53, like in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Place the bet, fires it away, like the next carry cashes it in. Like those are
amazing.
Like $200 in 12 seconds. Like, wow. Like, give me my money.
Yes. Let me tell you something, man. We've talked about this when we were doing the in-game live days or in-play sports tonight.
Mm-hmm.
If you're willing to basically bet on a pseudo comeback,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be able to find a lot of live advantages on the board. And I think it's mainly within the running back room. Why was that Ramondre number so low? Well, because the Raiders are up 2 touchdowns going into the second half. So the books go, they ain't going to run the football with Ramondre. Huh? What? Yeah. Oh, that's all they do because their quarterback's a joke? Yeah, it looks like they are going to. I mean, so he beat a live prop by 100 yards? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and you push the button and it cashes. Like, ooh, I'm going to bet Aaron Judge hit a home run here at this at bat. First pitch, boom, 420 down the right field line. Like, oh, there we go. That was fun. What's next? No sweat.
Yeah, can't ask for any more than that. That's,
are you one of those? Were you one of those types that's like, oh man, I would love to sweat that out to the final drive.
You know, it depends on if I need the nap.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, everything finishes up and you're kind of like, not that you're, because it doesn't always everything finishes up and you've won all your bets, right?
Yes.
But you're like, this whole thing's done here, and you know,
yeah, like a prop.
What do I do?
I got one prop bet at 4 o'clock, and it's I don't know. Derrick Henry to score a touchdown. Boom, bang. It's like, all right, going after the night.
Yeah, like last night I had Saquon to score. He scored, and I was like, should I jump in live somewhere here in this game? Yeah. Like, you know, he got in there. He got in there early, but I'll tell you this. This was last Sunday in that 4 o'clock window with the Chiefs-Broncos game. The Chiefs team total over 26.5 as my best bet for the weekend. They scored 27 points in the first half. I was cheering for the touchdown that came in the first half that pushed them over as if the game was on the line because I was exhausted. They scored 27, gone. 2 hour nap.
Yeah.
Had to go.
Yep.
That's why, because I was like, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Is I can now miss the back end. Because the four o'clocks that week were really bad.
Yeah.
Now, Denver actually ended up being the one to make it a little interesting, but what I missed, the Bucs not being able to move the football. Yeah, what else is new?
Exactly. Now, sometimes those are really nice, but like according to catching a break, I should say, I was waiting all week because I really wanted to fire a bet on that Bills game, but I didn't want to be one of those guys like, you know what? Let me take this prop. And like, oh, yeah, by the way, there is 9 inches of snow coming down during the game. Like, what an idiot I am. But when I started to see, like, the writing was on the wall that it's probably not going to be that bad, like, I got over 2.5 touchdown passes for the game was my bet. Mm-hmm. Like, between both quarters, doesn't matter what quarterback came in the game, 2.5. And like Josh Allen got it by the end of the half, which I got to tell you, he throws that because you cheer for things differently when you have like over 2.5 touchdowns or 3.5 touchdowns or just like touchdown passes or whatever. Like he rolls out, like let's say you had a regular bet on the Bills. Like this guy, if he would have rolled out of the pocket and that ball was incomplete and they got no points out of it, like as a typical team total guy, like those are the ones that you stew over. Like that's why I lost because this idiot just didn't throw the football away. But I was like, no, you got two more plays in you. You know what I mean? Stretch it out. See if we get a touchdown. And he got one.
1,000. You're like, that's not even a good play call.
And it wasn't. And I loved it.
You change the bet, and you're like, oh, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
You got to go for it.
Uh-huh. You know what was it? It was a killer for me. But you know how it goes sometimes. You're having one of those days. The Saturday was hit or miss on the college slate. So I was going into the night game. I had Josh's rush yards over. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to add the over and Josh Allen over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Yeah,
but it was one of those like right before kick. I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't need it. It's a good
enough
game anyway.
Exactly.
I've got enough. And he had 2 touchdowns like almost immediately in the game. I'm like, what are we doing here? Like, what did I just do? To where then I was sitting there like, can I root this under in? And then it's like, why even bother? It's like, whatever. I'm over this. I was furious.
Just rumble it through. But that one worked out there for us. All right. Now tonight, match specials here on Bet365. Passing yards combined tonight. Prop bet, 452.5. So if you're doing the math there, roughly 225 a guy is going to get that done. Obviously, 300 and 100 or three, you know, whatever spreads it out. But about 225 a guy on that one.
Under on that number, or you like the over there?
I'm going to say under. Like, what did you say, throw me off?
450?
450 combined passing yards tonight.
But just to clarify, is that for the game or for those two quarterbacks?
the game, teams.
Yeah, see, that's interesting because if I'm correct, if you did the math on those two guys and their props, just using, like, say, the straight FanDuel numbers, it'd be about 40 yards lower than that. Individually, you know what I mean?
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
So you're paying for that kind of, what, reverse play nature?
So you're saying that if you combine Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers, it's way less than 450 or 452?
Let me see something here. So just to give you an idea, on DK, their combined passing yards over, but it's Rodgers and Baker, is 426.5. Like, that's a bet.
Gotcha. So you're almost paying for insurance?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Like you're,
or a reverse pass, or you know what I mean, a halfback pass.
So would you ever do that though, Donnie? would you pay an additional? Would you bet 426.5, or would you willingly sacrifice almost 30 yards?
No, I wouldn't, because the quarterback is wet. And granted, I've lost a bet 2 weeks ago in Jimmy Garoppolo 1.5 touchdown passes. So I'm not coming from a standpoint of saying like it never happens, but I sort of feel at ease. Taking quarterbacks as opposed to anybody else, concussion, hamstring, fumble, the bench, you know what I mean? That's a quarterback plays, but you're not going to cash anyway. Neither the team is going to do well. But from a quarterback perspective, I don't mind it betting those props as much as like I need a wideout to go over 86 yards. Like, oh, you got 52? Yeah, he's leaving for a concussion. Thanks. Thanks for playing.
Like if Jordan Love checked in, you know what I mean? Like the fact that you're still live.
Yes.
Is nice, but it's not cheap. It would almost make me want to just stay away from the whole ordeal.
Touchdown passes tonight, 2.5 minus 115. You got to figure Bate gets
bet
one.
Rodgers. I'd rather bet Rodgers 1.5 than bet the game over 2.5.
Rushing yardage tonight combined 242.5.
That feels like a ton.
Don't they? But they're not, though. They're always that number. When you think about it, it's like, now, hold on now. You know what I mean? You're getting like four different runners to pop, and you just need that one guy to approach 100 yards, and you got it with ease because everybody has a chance to do that.
I mean, Packers games average basically 280 rushing yards a game. So...
Yeah,
that's just like Packers games average. It seems high though, right? Per game.
When you look at 242, get out of here. But when you start to add it up, this guy's got 50, this guy's got 40, this guy's got 80. It all gets there. Rushing touchdowns combined for teams 1.5 minus 115. So two touchdowns gets that done. I must think the Pack. It's hard to say the Packers though because you can get down to the 3 yard line. You know, AR. Let me look at the wide receiver. Give him a little eye wink. Supposed to be a run and play, throw a quick slant, boom. That was the Devontae Adams special back in the day, which used to drive me mad. Mad! Another segment coming up next. We'll keep it right here in the NFL. See if we'll find some action here in Rams Packers. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, afternoon style, hour number 2, Moneyline, right here on the grid. If you want to get involved, there's still some time to do that, 844-843-6879. Total tonight, 39.5. The Green Bay Packers are a favorite here, of minus 7.5. Player touchdowns tonight, or passing touchdowns, I should say, at Bet365. Aaron Rodgers over 1.5, plus 100 here. Even money. For two tutties out of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this Rodgers number quite a bit. And I mean throughout the season, not today specifically. But Rodgers has not had back-to-back games where he is through for under 1.5 passing touchdowns since before the MVP run started. Like, think about how down of a year it's felt, Donnie, for him. Not happened once this season where he's gone back-to-back games without two passing touchdowns. It's been automatic.
Just a matter if you're fighting on the goal line, who's getting it here. Because I got to tell you, I do feel that if we're just looking at like player props, the running backs, and I don't know what I'm feeling. Like, I'm feeling A.J. Dillon even more tonight than Aaron Jones. And I don't know if it's Aaron Jones has the tendency, because he let me down 2 weeks ago, by like, you know, getting nicked up with a shin injury. But I just feel like if you're talking about like 10-degree weather, doesn't just have a feeling like, who wants to tackle the big back, right? Who wants to tackle the kid that just was rumbling at Boston College? That's why, like, hey, man, I've been rumbling in cold weather for a long time. This is what you got me for, right?
Yeah, that's what it has a feeling. A.J. Dillon is my knight in shining armor, as every single one that I've bet for these season-long player props has just been injured for the year. Or Justin Fields, who's like, I'll take care of you, big dog, and I'll do this for you in like a four-week window where I'll run for, you know, a billion yards. So I'm just rooting out on A.J. Dillon to stay healthy, Donnie, because everybody feels cursed.
Yes.
Just you got know, choked up at the
end. My goodness. Yeah, look at that, man. A lot riding on A.J. Dillon for you, huh?
Oof.
Couldn't even finish the combo.
No.
Feel it here. Yeah, I just feel. Now, let me see here. Let's go to player props. I just want to check some different books here to see what we have. This has A.J. Dillon plus 120 to score a touchdown. Aaron Jones plus 105. I think you're getting much better numbers here at FanDuel then, right?
I think way, at least this morning, you're way better. I don't know if things have moved, but.
Aaron Jones plus 140, Dillon plus 140, Cam Akers plus 150.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of times, that's always to say, shop around, man. You could certainly save a couple cents here or there. Player receiving yards tonight. Let's look at it, because we like to go from the Packers perspective, right? Alan Lazard, by goodness. Alan Lazard, 43.5. And this morning, which I didn't bet it, was Christian Watson. This says 47.5 here. He was 46.5. So not much, not that far off. But look at the, like, Tutu Atwell, 36.5 yards. Tyler Higbee, 26.5 yards. Van Jefferson, 34.5 yards. Brandon Powell, 7.5 yards. Ben Skoranek, 31.5 yards. Austin Trammell, I have no idea who that is. 0.5 yard.
Hey now.
And the best part about that, Kevin, he catches one for no yards. You're like, now hold on, man. You know what I mean? Like the slip screen where you get tripped up. But if you were being kind, like, oh, that's a yard he got, or no, he got zero. I can't imagine, like, if, let's just say you had all the money in the world, like your only bet tonight is you can double it by taking Austin Trammell. Now, if he doesn't get a catch, like, okay, that's fine. But if he had, like, a slip screen of, like, a -2, like, you would just be like, you know what, this life isn't for me.
Let me tell you, there's nothing also worse than when you go and check, like, a box score and the yardage is there for you, and you somehow go back and it's no longer there for you. I had that Fields over a $154.5 yesterday.
Ooh.
I swear I checked that ESPN box score. It said he had 165. I checked an hour later, and he was at 152. I'm like, now someone explain themselves. What happened here? Where did my yardage? How did I lose 13 yards? He never got back on the field.
Yeah, pretty hard to do. Rushing yards tonight. Cam Akers, 54.5. You know he's going to be the centerpiece of that offense. Baker Mayfield, 7.5? What's Baker been doing? Because I see those numbers, and you know what? I immediately get drawn to, like, Baker's not a slow guy in the pocket. He's not a speed demon. But also, I don't think they're going to win. So I see the 7.5 and go, like, if he just gets to 8 yards, he's always going to cash that because they're not taking a knee.
Right. I mean, did he have knees at the back end of that game?
Scrimmage.
Or did it end at zero?
Last two games he's played, which obviously the other one was in Carolina, he ran 2 times for 12 yards, and last week 4 times for 10 yards.
That looks light.
He had 4 attempts in the last game. He ran 4 times.
What do you think about the idea of splitting the two quarterbacks tonight for touchdowns? 10-1 each, or 11-1 Baker's way. Baker run touchdowns in.
Yeah, like if I was actually doing that, I would have just taken Baker, because the chances of Aaron Rodgers with his ailments, freezing cold weather at the one, like getting pushed into the end zone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Baker would have to just be one of those scramble plays, or he might even get a goal line quote-unquote carry, like getting pushed into the end zone.
Yeah. What did you say 1.5 rushing touchdowns for the game is tonight? Plus money?
I think it was like -110, like just normal bet.
All right. Now, you know what? Someone's going to have to explain themselves then, though. How is that minus 110 and yesterday's Chargers Titans game was minus 115?
In what respect?
Chargers Titans had a running back who was minus 225 to score on basically all respected outlets. FanDuel didn't even hang Derrick Henry's anytime touchdown. That's how much everybody knew he was getting in the end zone. The guy on the other side of the field is basically one of the all-time great touchdown scorers the league has offered over the last two, three seasons in Austin Eckler. Plus, you've got mobile enough quarterbacks that can slap a rushing touchdown in. You've got other guys that get picks on that Chargers goal line. Yeah, Donnie, that's like occasionally you see a bet where the number kind of starts to throw you off. And your best bet is then to just remove it from the equation. Because if you start, and you don't care about something like if I start a basin, whether or not I think you're getting good value on over 1.5 rushing touchdowns for a game, my answer is going to always be no. Because Titans Chargers should have been about minus 200 for that, for the game. The fact that you got that at minus 115 is incredible.
And the funny part about that, too, is like Derrick Henry. Like it was because I always go over like the. They call it like the starting lineup, but it's really this the depth chart of like the fantasy players by the end of the week, like per team. Mm-hmm. Like you know who's going to get the football. And I remember looking at it, goes like, well, it almost doesn't. I should probably just bet Derrick Henry, even though it's going to be because there's nobody outside of. And they actually did get a rushing touchdown from the quarterback, which was a short sneak by Tannehill. But I look at that and go like, you're just betting him to score the touchdown, like more than any other team. Like nobody gets carries but him. Like, maybe if he gets injured during the game, it's over. Like, you know, we're just going to quit this game. Like, we don't even have anybody that knows how to play running back. When everybody has, like, five running backs you can throw in there. And then the best one, though, was in Austin Eckler didn't score the first touchdown from the one. Like, I got a little chuckle at that. Like, that's why it feels good to just say anybody can score a touchdown.
Like, that's the thing, too, with tonight's game, right? Like, it should be Cam Akers, but the Rams are weird, right? Like, if Kyron Williams got the carry, you'd kind of be like, whatever, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the Packers are the perfect team
because
of their backfield where over 1.5 rushing touchdowns, again, it looks to me like a nice way to approach. And here's the other thing with something like that. And again, not to harp on Titans Chargers. Yeah. It was a dead under, basically, with the final score still, right?
Yes.
Of, what was it, 17-14?
17-14, yep.
Right? Like dead under by 15.5 points. And you cash that ticket with ease. Doubled up the number. You know what I mean? So that's just incredible.
And it wasn't like, hey, they splurged late. Like, no, they got in the first quarter and early second quarter, and you could just put that one to bed at that point. Other rushing props, and A.J. Dillon, 45.5 yards. Aaron Jones, 59.5. Now, when I see that, I say to myself, like, I just go with A.J. Dillon at that point with the lower number. Like, even if A.J. Dillon was 59.5 and Aaron Jones was 45.5, I'd have done the same thing. You know what? I'm going Aaron Jones.
That's...
Ride the hot hand.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but that's one of my... Of all the markets we talk about, the games over 1.5 rushing touchdowns is the most tempting.
Now, also with this, like, I don't ever, you know... Because you know me, I'll pay 230, 240... 250, if it makes sense. Like, you're going to get... What was the one I had the other night? Was the Cowboys and the... Was it the Cowboys-Texans? Like, again, to get a half of a touchdown. I mean, come on now. You know what I mean? Like, I'll pay ridiculous prices because you know it's going to make sense and cash in. And it did. How about this? Aaron Rodgers to throw one touchdown pass, but you got to pay 5-1 the other way, minus 500. No. One touchdown pass.
I think, but I mean, I'll let you be the judge of it, but that's not value. That's not worth it, right?
He's throwing one tonight, man. Like, this guy never comes out of the game anyway. Like, you snap his leg, he doesn't care. Like, I broke my fan the other night. I saw what. I still finish the game, and I'll keep playing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the game against the last time we saw him, you know, that game against the Eagles, right? Like, he still found a way to throw two touchdowns in that game. Like, he basically had to come out, had no choice. But, like, again, Rod, how many times this year has he thrown zero? Week one? Maybe that's it? Like, that's not a normal thing.
Yeah, it's not much. And I'm telling you, he's as healthy as he is. Like, they're so feeling themselves here, K-Dub, that they let Sammy Watkins go today. Like, that's how you know, right? Like, we can't find anybody to play wide out. And by the way, Sam, just get out of town, man. number one, you didn't do anything. But number two is we finally got some guys healthy. How about this one?
What an interesting guy. Sorry, but just like
an interesting guy. Number one pick.
Like a top five pick.
Yeah.
Who's going to have a decade long year career, but has never lived up to expectations basically in any landing spot. And is like been given so many good opportunities. Like, ooh, this is where Sammy Watkins catches on and breaks.
Yes. With good quarterbacks. Like legitimately good quarterbacks, and just never worked out to the extent you wanted him to. Now, Baker Mayfield, I mean, what's he known for, right? Swashbuckling. Yeah, I'll make that great pass, but I'll also get one of these. Like, you idiot, man. That's why you're not starting anywhere right now, because you throw these dumb interceptions. Mm-hmm. How about this market? Player defensive interceptions. There's four guys listed here. Jair Alexander to get one, plus 500. Rasul Douglas to get one, plus 575. Rudy Ford, plus 390. By the way, back-to-back Eagles there. Rudy Ford and Rasul Douglas. And the last one is Darnell Savage, 725.
But, like, is there any
if you took the corners,
those guys?
He's going to throw one tonight. He's going to throw one. If I gave you one play, because to me, actually, Jair Alexander's the best corner, but that's one of those where I stay away from that guy. I don't get as many. Like, yesterday, Sauce Gardner, I think he said, after the statistics came out, like, they didn't throw at him one time yesterday, which is crazy, but that's how good he's been this year. So when you say, like, oh, well, give me the best DB, I don't ever want the best DB. Because they ain't ever getting thrown at. So if I look like Rasul Douglas, the reason why, the last 2 years, oh, look at all these interceptions and touchdowns, because they always throw to his side.
Yeah.
575 for a pick. Tip ball pick. That's why you like the safeties, too, right? The tip ball floats back to him.
I think the only time I ever bet someone to catch a pick was the Super Bowl between the Pats and the Rams. Because I was just like going crazy on props. I think I had I think I had a Gilmore number in there, and then I was hoping he like won the MVP of the thing. So I think I might have had a tip
Stephon.
Left, but he did not win it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big Stephon.
There you go. All right, look at that. Coming down short on time today. 2 hours flying by as always. Final episode here. So I say final segment. We'll give away some picks. See if we can whittle down some winners tonight. I got a feeling winner is going to be the Green Bay Packers. I'm seeing a live look at Lambeau. It just looks cold, people, let alone playing it. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline in the afternoon right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kevin, of course, not making any sense over the breaks once again. We shouldn't even go to commercials ever here and just have the live mic on.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. There's two things that happen. Oh, you guys are funny, or you guys need to be fired. No, there'll be no in-betweens on that.
Yeah,
but the DRS label here, of course, Donnie Wright's side. I don't think anybody sane would think it's anything different than that.
No,
but,
wait, no, JP, hold on. Now that you called it out. JP, get in here. Hurry up.
What's up?
JP, the DRS, if someone said, what does DRS stand for, what would you tell them?
Donnie Wrightside, but he's saying that's wrong now, somehow.
No, it is right. I'm saying, well, his last
DRS.
Name is
Hey, it's DRS, yes.
Yeah, Donnie Wrightside Seymour.
No, but that's not it, though. Like, nobody, only I think only you would infer that.
Well, I also want this to be very clear, unless I'm wrong on this, though I think I'm not. Yeah. I'm basically the one who made DRS a thing.
Did you?
Yeah, because I think I'm an initial guy. I learned this. Because I go BSSEKD, KE, so JY.
That's pretty good,
I learned that about myself.
Now, if you want more, you know, punch for the dollar, I think Ben has you by like 30-fold of calling DRS, DRS.
So,
you know what I mean?
So should I ask DRS? Should I ask BSSS what DRS stands for?
Yeah, see what he says.
All right,
Ben
all
loves
right.
that nickname. Like, nobody would even know I'm Donnie Wrightside. They just think I'm DRS. You know what I mean? As like an undercover like type of thing. Like, you know what? It's DRS over there. JP, by the way, who you got tonight? Let the people know again.
Christian Watson touchdown. Simple as that.
All right, Christian Watson. It's a good one. It's such a good one.
That's one of my favorites.
Exactly. It is such a good one here. Now, I can't just double down on that. I'm actually going to go with his receiving props to the over tonight. That's where I'm going. Because I do think, I want to ride the hot hand. And by the way, before I throw it to you for the last, you know, get out, does it matter that he's going for rookie of the year that you want to try to pump him up? Is that even a thought?
No, because I don't know if he's, like, legit in the race. But I hear you on it. We've talked to Rodgers trends. I think Baker's yards might be low as well tonight.
There you go. We're out of here for the day. Tuesday, we'll be back again on Moneyline. Make sure you continue listening right here on the Sports Grid Network. See ya.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.